sitting around the breakfast table in our safe, sunny home, enjoying each other and life itself. He loved our home. He loved being home and taking care of it. He loved building a fire in the fireplace and having a glass of sherry with Mom. He loved sharing our home with guests. You know, so many of you, it's just really great being here today and seeing all the people who were in our home, Suki and Noko and the Miyakotas and the Bryans and everybody, the Mellers who had welcomed up to us to Princeton. And Dad loved, he loved sharing our home with them. You know, Mom did all the cooking. But he loved being the host. Terry also said, Dad was incredibly proud of each of us in our own way. He loved us unconditionally and took huge pride in all of our accomplishments. He had a great ability to look for the good in the people he loved and wholeheartedly respect and support all the different things we have done. And it's so true. He was so proud of Anne when she started her own business, and he encouraged her to computerize it. And this was in the days before everyone had a PC. And that's pretty fitting, isn't it? And as ill as he was in the past few months, the last time I saw him break out in a big smile was when I told him that Peter had been nominated for a big honor at the University of Georgia. So, with Dad standing on our shoulders, these are the values we all carry: honesty, integrity, modesty, hard work, high standards, a sense of humor, and love of home and family. You really couldn't ask for a better set of tools with which to build a rich and rewarding life. And I'll just close by saying that as we go through our lives, we eventually get accustomed to using expressions that seemed foreign to say at first. We're saying, well, I'm going to have to ask my husband. Like the first time I said that, I felt very grown up. And making a phone call to the doctor after my daughter was born and saying, I'm calling about my daughter. And someday I hope I'll self-consciously refer to my grandson, you know, the first time. But one phrase that I haven't gotten used to saying yet is, my father died. And I hope I don't ever get used to saying that. So, thank you.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
I'd like to invite anybody who feels so moved to come up. If you have anything that you'd like to say briefly from your heart to honor my father's memory, there's not required to do this, but if anybody would like to be included, you're certainly welcome to join us.
I'm Ellen Chassie. I'm Norm Phillips' daughter. And the Smags have known me all my life. The family is absolutely incredible. My last memory of Joe was a couple years ago in Philadelphia when he and my dad shared honors of receiving the Benjamin Franklin Earth Science Award. And there's something about Joe, even though I didn't see him that many times in our life as we went on, our families grew apart and stayed together. He always made me feel like a treasure. He'd say, hey, honey, how are you? No matter how busy he was, and I always felt very special, even though we didn't know each other that closely, but there was a closeness and acceptance of value that he always gave to people simply by their existence. And I'm glad I got to see him a couple years ago. And to hear him say one more time, hey, sweetheart, so good to see you. It's a great family. I remember Marg. We're always going to have the story of when we went to the Cape, I think it was, or maybe Woods Hole or someplace, and you took us to see the lighthouse and the foghorn. And being deaf in one ear, my mother realized you parked the car with your deaf ear toward the foghorn, and the rest of us got blown out of the car when that thing went off. And at your home, when our family was welcomed, and there was a gathering of meteorologists and friends and scientists, and Terry and Julie and I worked. We served, we helped clean up afterwards, and you gave us bottles of perfume that you had picked up, one that I had that you got in Russia. And I finally found a scent that's pretty close to it, so that I can still have that scent and that memory. And every time our family has hot fudge sundaes, we think of Joe, because he had mom's hot fudge sauce right before he had the bypass surgery. So every time our family has hot fudge sundaes, your whole family and Joe especially are with us. And I want to thank you, Marg, and Joe, and your entire family, all your kids. It's been great knowing you, an honor, and I'm blessed.
Thank you. I want to thank all of you for coming. I appreciate your presence. I know you all love Joe when you come. And it warms my heart to realize that his personality was such a warm and loving one that he made such good friends. And he was so good for me because he made me a person. He was more generous than I naturally was. He just altogether made me a better person. I don't know what I would have been like. And here I am. I'm a product of the show. And all these kids are products of us. And if you knew our kids, you'd say, and I appreciate the presence of everyone here, even if I couldn't remember your name.
Thanks very much for joining us. We have a reception upstairs in the Great Hall. You go down the hall and you go up the stairs, and if you see the globe, it's on the other side of the globe. Before we leave, I'd like to thank George Flander and Laura Rossi from Princeton, who have been so generous in everything they've done to make this event the special day it is for all of us and our family. So thank you so much for all you've done for us. Okay.
I'd also like to thank my brother Fred, my sister Terry, who did a tremendous amount of work for me.
So we'll see you upstairs.
I was really, really curious.